you ever been to a volcano?
When it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hoopers.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Welcome to Super Hoopers. I'm your host, John Hill. And with me, as always, is my brother in basketball, Matt Hill. Matt, say hello. Oh, wait, Matt's actually in Hawaii this week, so it's just me flying solo. As you know, Matt is in the islands of Hawaii with his family. He really loves when I do this voice, but he's not here to stop me. He's on island time, man. All right, we're going to keep this episode short. I'm just going to fill you in on a couple of things that we're up to. So there's been a lot of stuff happening in the NBA with the Kyrie demanding a trade. But we'll save all that basketball talk for Matt when he gets back. But since Matt's not here, I am proud to announce that I have secured an amazing guest. Probably the best guest we've ever had. No offense to Dan Carson or Dieter. But this is a really, really great big get. And that is former President Barack Obama. Brock, it's an honor to have you.
Thanks for having me on, John. I'm a huge fan of the Super Hoopers. This is a better than literally anything I've ever done before. My greatest accomplishment.
Let's just get right to it. Who do you like better, me or Matt?
That's easy. It's you, John. Matt has horrible takes. He's always wrong. But you, John, you're the best. You're so smart and cool, and even Michelle calls you Big Baller Brock. Oh, Michelle says hi, John. She didn't say anything to Matt.
Well, you know, tell Michelle I said hi, of course. You know what? I'll just text her. Well, Mr. President, let's just talk a little basketball here. So did you watch any of the Summer League? What were your thoughts on Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo who? You mean the guy that tucked Aaron Fox and watched his team win from the championship from the bench? Not a real winner. Big fan of LeVar, though.
Well, I mean, LeVar's the best. What are your thoughts about the Sixers?
The thing you learn about running the country is that you need the smartest and best people in charge. Brian Colin Gallo is not only the smartest, but is also so handsome and well-dressed. Might need to hit up his tailor soon.
Yes, he does dress well. Who's your favorite basketball player right now?
I got two. Joel Embiid and Andrew Bogut, ever since he dunked on Madden and ended his career.
Real quick, do you listen to any other podcasts?
I used to listen to the Dunked On Pod. But only when I needed to fall asleep on Air Force One.
Well, I know you're really busy, President Barack Obama, so I just want to say thanks for talking with me.
Keep hooping.
Wow, that was President Barack Obama, and definitely not an impersonator I paid $5 on Fiverr.com. Yeah, but I did, now that I mentioned Fiverr, I want you guys to know that I did do a couple of things with Fiverr this week that I want to fill you in on. One thing we did was I paid $5 to a person named, what's their name? Joseph FX, that had a post that said, I will promote, advertise, and market your podcast. For $5, they will get us subscribers, 200 downloads, and ratings. They are the top best podcast promote and advertising gig offer on Fiverr. So I gave him $5. And I will tell you this, it absolutely worked. It absolutely worked. Within a few hours, we went from, I think, unranked, just absolutely unranked on the iTunes stores, on the sports category. This morning, we were ranked at 182. And then later in the day, we are now ranked at 80th best sports podcast. And it only costs $5. I love it. I got one more day promotion. Hopefully we rise up past 80. If so, we'll just keep paying them. I'll pay another $5. Let's get in the top 10, you know? They also have other people that do this. I'm going to spend money and just reach for the top. So now, in particular, if you're listening, now's the time to actually go onto iTunes if you haven't done it already. You know, rate and review, because like we'll take what this dude from Bangladesh and his like farm of trolls did for us for $5, and then we'll take yours, and then we'll like, you know, maybe we'll really get going up high into the rankings. If not, you know, I'll just keep buying it. because why not? Let's cheat the system. So there you have it. If you want to cheat the system and get your self ranked very high in the iTunes, I highly recommend Fiverr. Oh, and one other thing, a little guerrilla marketing I pulled off while Matt wasn't around. For those that are also fans of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast, you might know that Spike Eskin said he will read all the reviews of a show because they hit 1,000. So I wrote a review that was basically a commercial for the Super Hoopers. And we'll wait to see if he records it. He actually reads it out loud. Because if he does, then, you know, that's just great guerrilla marketing. I'm really crushing it without Matt. I don't know, folks. I might have to go solo. We'll see. To be fair, I kind of like Matt, though. He usually, you know, brings me a water or something like that. So I think that's about it. We'll wrap up. We will be back once Matt comes back from Hawaii, man. All right. That's it for this week. Sorry we kind of shortchanged you, but, you know, whatever. Look, pay me $5 on Fiverr, and I'll do a full one-hour podcast with my co-host, Matt Hill. I don't know. Maybe that's something you can look into. All right, that's it. Keep hooping.
Have you ever been to a volcano when it was erupting?
You're now listening to Super Hooper.
They're a bunch of guys who ain't never played the game.
Super Hooper! Super Hooper.
That's what you say, bro.
We just formed a fucking wall.
Super Hooper.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Super Hooper.
That's terrible.